No one won last week.
Damn.
Even though one handsome bearded man was literally 100 yards off.
Very close.
Just saying.
Story of your life.
So that means two things.
What?
One, we did not award a star, yeah. Which means someone could get their first star today if mm-hmm. you're listening. Two, Ben's hole today, wide open.
Damn, wide open hole.
Gaping Ben hole on the back end. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whinin'. Kimmy has her post in the neighborhood app, and if you have never heard this before, here's how it works.
How you do?
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, how you do?
Tell me the remix. Kimmy's going to read this post out loud. She has removed street names and town references, things that will obviously give the post away. But if you listen.
I have to listen.
There are still clues you will be able to pick up to tell you which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post came from. You call us up at 252-WCMF when there is an open phone line and we try and figure out where they whining. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Shut up.
I'm going to listen. I'm going to jump.
Okay. Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do the damn thing.
Does anyone know a teenager by the name of blank? At least that's what he went by when he rang my doorbell. I opened the door because he looked familiar. He looked just like any of the other kids I've seen walking around the neighborhood, maybe 15 or 16 years old. I'm curious because he was going door to door selling his weed pulling services to homes in the neighborhood.
Oh, I thought, okay, when she said what she said, I thought this was going a different direction.
Weed pulling.
Weed pulling. Got it. Weeds. Pulling weeds. Okay.
Said for $50, he'd show up once every few weeks during the spring, summer to pull the weeds growing in my garden. It felt like a good deal to me, less time I have to spend out there with my bad knees. Heh. Anyway, so I gave him the $50. He spent maybe about an hour cleaning things up and making it look nice. I was happy at the time, but it's been over a month now, and he has yet to show back up for the maintenance he promised. A bunch of the weeds and long grass have already grown back. Did this young man just forget about me? Or have others been scammed by this teenager too? Let's find blank and ask him what this is all about. A handshake is an agreement. Don't make business deals you can't commit to.
Who? Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was that?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't listening to anything.
I was like, cut the whole day.
You heard weed and then you were gone. Tommy?
Yeah.
There's some stuff here.
Oh, there's a lot to unpack here, buddy.
What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, where are these kids, you know, walking around, looking around?
Oh, they're looking around, walking around.
Where are they walking?
Scamming, walking.
But here's the thing.
Walking and a scamming?
It was and a scamming and a walking. He did do the job at first.
Sounds right, like but he did it once, at least.
So I may have missed this. It was $50 to pull for the season?
Yep, yeah, that's after he said weed. So, yes, you did miss this. Yeah, she said 50, or he or she said 50 for the season.
Yeah, that seems like really low to pull weeds for a season. So,
but it's
nice
also,
scam.
It's also a teenage kid that may not understand the work that goes into pulling weeds also.
True.
Right?
But this is definitely not a Upper East Side town.
Oh, it's not an affluent community.
No, no. And a person is elderly with bad knees.
Okay.
So that kind of pushes you out of the affluent areas. Right?
Wait, what? Everybody in the affluent area is elderly with bad knees.
Yeah, but they don't need this.
How do you think they got that money? Yeah.
So they're all knobbing
working
for
knees, son.
Knobbing for dollars?
Well, no, that's what it says on the sign in Pittsburgh when you drive in. Welcome to Pittsburgh, knobbing for dollars.
Yeah, this is what it says.
Okay, so where is it then, smart guy?
And it's weedy and needy and bad knees and scam artists.
He's got nothing. He's got
no, it's Gates. It's a teen scam artist.
That's how I know he's got nothing. Is because he picks Gates when he's got nothing. Oh, he sounds busted.
Well, but that's a headquarters for busted.
Okay, so here's the thing.
So you heard old elderly person with bad knees and immediately thought Gates.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Headquarters for busted, which is also.
Well, just
on
their
think
size. Of you know older
just
people.
Funny, like, those were the details.
Well, you know, they're probably working people that you know blew their knees out doing tough jobs back in the day.
No,
you know?
This is me respecting you. This is me respecting your lifestyle.
She. Oh, and by the way, this is a female.
Oh, you think so?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Females don't write heh heh heh. That's a dude.
Yeah, that's a chick.
No, dudes write heh heh heh.
Guys will pull their own ways before they're going to pay some punk ass kid.
Okay. That's why they're so upset because they got scammed, son. A woman would not write about the scam. She just let it go.
All right.
Look, I agree with you.
Oh, thank you.
One.
I have Pat's blessing.
Here's where you're wrong. Definitely.
Please tell me.
Nobody engaged is paying a kid to do their weeds. I don't care how bad
you
are.
I think you age out, man.
Bro, you can age out all you want. You are going out and doing it yourself because that's what people in Gates do. I agree with you that it's not a super affluent area, so we got to come down somewhere in the middle. Someone that is...
Semi-poor.
No. Old enough to be trusting and remember when kids did things, right?
That's an older person, man.
That's what I'm saying. It would be someone over 50 years old.
Okay.
And it's got to be a high gardening community.
High gardening community.
Look, man, there is a place we learned has way more gardening than we thought, and I live right in it, man. They wine in Henrietta.
Oh, you're taking your own house?
I am taking, well, not my house, because...
It's pretty much you're basing this on your wife's garden.
No, I'm basing it on the multiple public gardens they have, on all the gardens I see when I drive around Henrietta, the fact that there is this older set of dyed-in-the-wool Henriettans that nobody thinks
Henriettans?
About. Henriettans? I don't know what we call ourselves.
Henriettans.
I have not lived there long enough to be bestowed a name. They're wine in Henrietta.
So you're saying it's in the Henny?
No, I'm saying they're whining in Henrietta.
Deep in the Henny.
Not
off the Jeff. Not the Quaid.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. There is one rule and one rule.
Oh, what is that rule?
You get to pick one town.
Yep.
One town. If you are sitting on hold and you hear someone else say the town you were going to pick, you got two choices. Hang up the phone. Try again next week. We will not be mad.
Yeah.
Or pick another town.
Okay.
If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say that, but then I went, you have been disqualified, ooh, and the commissioner has all final say. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
Pick another town. Okay. If you pick up the phone.
Woody, turn down your radio. Woody!
Hello?
Woody, where are they whining?
Hello? The court.
No, I'm not. No, I will not
that's
write
his
it
pick.
Down. I will not write it down until you say the name of the
is
town.
Is it DeQuaid?
I will not write it down.
It is DeQuaid.
I'm not writing it down, Woody.
You have to.
This town will...
Sir, you do not make the rules.
I do. I do, pressure. Actually. I got the pen. If you watch the live stream, I'm holding the pen right now. You shut up, Woody! We're not making that... We're not making that a thing.
It's DeQuaid.
Okay.
I think it's already a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's out. It's out, baby.
You can fight it.
It's a thing. The commissioner hath spoken. You shall not curtail my First Amendment rights, sir. You fascist sitting on your chair.
This is our show, bitch! Privately owned! You shut up! Kimmy, well, for those who are not regular listeners, he's trying to say what town?
I believe this is now the nickname for Arondequoit, according to Tommy, who started this, 2 weeks ago?
Okay.
DeQuaid.
Why, Woody, Arondequoit?
Well, I decided I was going to guess DeQuaid no matter what was there, just because I wanted to hear you get upset about me saying DeQuaid.
Oh, man, he's playing 3D. He's playing 3D chess, man. Woody's so smart and cool and probably handsome and not a loser. Woody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
A bird in hand's worth two in DeQuaid.
There you go. Guy doesn't even know how to work his radio, too. Hear ourselves back. This show sucks.
Yeah, all the coits he could possibly get in.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Greece.
Why Greece?
Greece has got a pretty big garden community, and there's a lot of people that walk door-to-door selling whatever. It could be, you know, weed pulling. It could be, you know, some guy trying to sell you something.
Pube trimming.
So. I would pay for pube trimming. You know how hard
it is? Just knocking on the door.
Gentle hands.
Huh?
Gentle hands pube trimming. I would
pay. What if it's gentle hand gym? Pube trimming service.
Yeah, man, I'm not going to get a boner for him unless he's really good at what
he does. No, but he's going to have to get his gentle hands down around your genital.
I'm fine with that, man. You go to a proctologist, that would bother you?
No, I never really thought about it.
Well, hey, that brings handyman to a whole new meaning.
All right, hey, Marty. Oh! Hey, Marty, tell you what, I'm going to let you go. Why don't you try again next week there, buddy, okay?
All right.
Bye, Marty. We got Marty for Greece. All right, here's why Greece is not the answer. West Side towns, I know people are going to want to lean West Side. West Side, they are slammed with landscaping companies and people who are family members who own landscaping companies. So you're probably getting a lower rate than you would if you were just hiring this person outright. I'm telling you, man, Greece, Gates, those communities are not the scratch picks you think they are.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
Despite you trashing the West Side, I'm going to go Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Because there's a newer housing development on the edge of town that's got a lot of old people moving into it, and I think that fits the criteria for where this person's coming from. High school kids are always walking around town, so it's a decently safe, walkable town.
Okay.
So there's no reason why they couldn't walk around and go to door-to-door selling without having to worry about, you know, getting mugged.
Cody, why are you talking about, why are you talking like you live in Chicago? A new housing development
on the edge of town.
We're on a mission from GAD.
I don't know. I had a deep dish pizza the other day, and now I'm thinking about Chicago.
Okay. All right. Well, Cody, it's working for you. I would stick with the accent because it makes you sound like way less of a huge dork like you normally do when you call.
Really? That's impressive.
Man, dynamite comebacks today and where they wanted. Cody, we got you for Brockport. Thanks for the call. Yo, your mom. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go to Webster.
Why Webster?
Because it's the kind of place where James Taylor would go to run a house to finally write a song after 30 years while he's watching people pull weeds.
Is there something happened to the water supply over the weekend or something? Like just a general suck has fallen over our listeners. Barbara, we got you from Webster. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to take one more call.
All right.
And I'm going to, this call is going to eliminate all other calls before.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a good call. It's going to be a good call.
A call wiper.
It's going to wipe out all of the bad jokes and comebacks we've heard. And that responsibility, 252-WCMF, falls upon Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
You have way too much faith in me, Duffy. We're going to go with Fairport.
Why Fairport?
I don't know. I'm getting more East Side vibes from this and just kind of going on a whim. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, you fair,
and we haven't had a Fairport pick in a while.
East Side teenage weed puller.
I don't see Fairport being that kind of town.
Why is that?
Like kids looking for work.
Oh, you think all kids are spoiled in Fairport?
I think they're either at lacrosse camp or they're mathletes.
Wait, why would a kid be more likely to be a mathlete in Fairport than Gates?
Because they're good at math.
Okay, there are lots of kids good at math in Gates.
Oh, there ain't. What you
well, Duffy's not good at math, and he's from Gates.
Okay, Caleb.
Yeah, what do you got, your Gazinta chart?
How's that go?
One Gazinta, two once.
You couldn't even do the joke, are you idiot? No, you suck. Caleb, thanks for the call. Everybody sucks. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can we unplug the show and plug it back in? Kimmy, before you answer that call, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining
yes,
us,
yes, you can.
Thank you.
Does anyone know a teenager by the name of blank? At least, that's what he went by when he rang my doorbell. I opened the door because he looked familiar. He looked just like any of the other kids I've seen walking around the neighborhood, maybe 15 or 16 years old. I'm curious because he was going door to door selling his weed pulling services to homes in the neighborhood. Said for $50, he'd show up once every few weeks during the spring summer to pull the weeds growing in my garden. It felt like a good deal to me. Less time I have to spend out there with my bad knees. Heh heh.
That is a dude.
Anyway, so I gave him the $50. He spent maybe about an hour cleaning things up and making it look nice. I was happy at the time, but it's been over a month now, and he has yet to show back up for the maintenance he promised. A bunch of weeds and long grass have already grown back. Did this young man just forget about me, or have others been scammed by this same teenager too? Let's find Blank and ask him what this is all about. A handshake is an agreement. Don't make business deals you can't commit to.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Gates. I am in Henrietta. Woody is in Arundecoit.
Mm-hmm.
Marty is in Greece. Cody is out in Brockport. Gazette, I got a new housing project out there. You want a hot dog with a pickle on it? Mm-hmm. Barber is in Webster. Caleb is in Fairport. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, speaking of, you know, you keep trying to make Arundecoit
a thing.
Yeah.
The Quaid.
Okay. The Flower City Warriors, they are a hockey team that is comprised of military veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They wrote us on Twitter. Yeah. We'll be at the Arundecoit 4th of July parade this Friday, and under no circumstances will we be referring to it as the Quaid. So if you do that, you're going against veterans, which means you
in the military.
You hate America. Why do you hate veterans?
And the Marines would have a word with you.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Brad. Brad, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm on board with Woody. I'm going East Coit.
Oh, the commissioner has spoken. It is one Arundecoit,
yeah,
Brad.
We had a vote earlier in the season.
You can't split coits.
Just split the coit and everybody.
Stop. You don't.
And everybody voted to keep the coit as one, Brad.
I know people out here think it's cool.
All right, well, they're not the commissioner.
They better
Brad.
Vote next time.
All right, Brad, you've been disqualified. We're no longer talking to you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've got nothing but crappy calls.
Mm-hmm.
And let's continue that. Christine's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
The worst.
Look, you know, Tommy, those knees are beautiful. I'm trying to pay you a compliment. So you have very nice knees today.
Look, she's trying to divide and conquer. She's trying to divide and conquer.
Hey, unlike you, Patrick, with the Frankenstein bolt shoulder blades working, okay, stop.
Why is everyone talking like they're from Chicago today? Hey, you got the Frankenstein bolt shoulder blades.
I'm thinking this is Tommy in a nutshell. So this is Pittsford. And I think you guys are going way too thinking Pittsford is not even a possibility to have that wild gardens where nobody wants to pick it, let it be free, and the guy's cheap. That's Tommy. So this is Pittsford.
Okay. I mean, Christine, you've listened to the show for how long? He would never in a million years let anyone else touch his landscaping.
For $50, Tommy, you know, Tommy's got the bad knees, you know.
Not to, I heard Tommy they were sexy would. Just in the break room a second ago.
Well, you can have sexy and bad, you know, dirty and good. That goes together. But, yeah, this is Tommy complaining.
Are you rubbing one out to Tommy's knees on the live stream?
He's got better knees than you do. What can I say? Hate to tell you, but got to work on them shoulders, Pat. Got to work on them shoulders.
Thank you,
Christine.
Getting
a little... Work it.
We'll work it. I hate everybody.
Yeah, I think we bottomed out.
I hate everybody. No, you think we bottomed out.
No, we bottomed
out.
You think we bottomed out?
Yeah, can't get any worse than that call.
Oh, right. Yeah? We'll find out. 252-WCMF. We'll give David a swing. David, where are they whining, buddy?
Someone took my guess earlier, but I'm thinking Spenceport.
Well, what was the one you had earlier?
Greece.
I'm sorry, what? You've been disqualified, David. You're so stupid. David, you are so dumb. How do you
fall in? Come on, David.
Why are you so dumb, David?
At least I didn't say the coit.
You just did that, too. David, you're
now
so dumb.
I did after I lost.
You doubled up, David. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. All right. This might go down in history as the worst Where They Whining we've ever had.
Yeah.
All right. And to fix that.
All right. What are we going
to
do?
252-WCMF. We're going to trust Mark. He's on CMF. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
All right. Well, I'm going to try and fix it. I'm going to go with Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Well, mostly because I think there's a lot of neighborhoods over there. Maybe some parents are sending their kids out to do some summer work, and the kids got their money and then said, screw the rest of it.
Okay. I mean, I do think there's like a central thing. I don't think it's an east side, west side thing. I think it's a right down the middle thing. So Brighton fits that description.
Okay.
Because Brighton is, as we
older
much,
community.
Well, as much as we consider it an east side town, it's more right down the middle town.
Mm.
It's right down the mid.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, I don't hate it. Your call wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst, and you should take pride in that.
I do.
All right, great. Mike, thanks. Or Mark, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. You know who always cheers everybody.
Up. Who's that?
Jeremy. Jeremy, where are they whining, buddy?
The Prince of Darkness?
I'm rubbing one out to Tommy's knees. That's the next shirt in the rock shop. That is the weirdest sentence that's ever been spoken. Listen, I'm going Penfield here.
Ooh, why Penfield?
I'm going. All right, so sweep everything else aside. There's one little blurb in here where they said a handshake is worth something, and if you're going to commit to a business deal, you commit to it. That's east side all the way. So that's my pick for Penfield. I want to say I went to the baseball game on Saturday. Your dad was not there. Nothing is the same in the world anymore.
Hey, man, sands through an hourglass, time, et cetera. Mm.
I miss walking by that man going, look how many people he's disappointed in his life. His family, the cops, the security detail.
The man who sold him that blazer. Yeah. There goes Jeremy. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man whose birthday was over the weekend.
Oh.
Was also at the baseball game on Saturday.
Who's that?
A man who will be picking from inside his own hole.
So he's in his own hole.
You know, doctors say you should never pick your own hole, but we'll make an exception for Ben. From the Ben hole. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
Oh, hey, what's up there, bud?
Hey, what do you got?
Go with the Chicago thing. I'm going to fall with Canandaigua there, bud.
Why Canandaigua?
Because of... I'm going to stop now. But yeah, it's just...
By the way, there's no difference.
It's not everything is what it is. Because I could totally see some kid, because there's a trailer park over there in Canandaigua. I could see one of the trailer park kids wants to get something and going around and doing this. And as soon as he gets, like, the X amount of money he needs, I'm out.
Okay. All right, Ben, how was your birthday at the game? I saw you and Skyler were hanging out.
Me and Skylar were the only ones there, and B had a blast.
Okay, don't. Why, Ben? Why would you do that, Ben?
We had a good time.
I took the kids with me. They got their lightsabers. We watched the fireworks, which they were pretty good. By the time I got home, we were ready for the weekend to be over. It was a long, long weekend.
All right. Well, Ben, happy birthday, buddy. Glad you had a good time.
Have a good one, guys.
That's a grown man who's like, don't be showing to my birthday party. All right.
Yeah.
I tell you, everybody on hold. We can't risk any more terrible calls, so we're going to call it there. All right. So Tommy is in Gates. I am in Henrietta. Woody is in Arondecoyt. Marty is out in Greece. Cody is in Brockport. He started the Chicago thing. Mm. Barber is in Webster with a bad James Taylor reference. Caleb is on the east side in Fairport. Brad disqualified himself by picking East Arondecoyt. Christine, ruined everybody's day, is getting down on Tommy's knees. You know she's fantasizing about just grinding on them bony things.
I would take it. I'd take it as a compliment.
What, you would take Christine grinding her genitals?
No, the fact that she's pleasuring herself to some part of my body, I take as a compliment.
Okay, well, she's doing that while picking Pittsburgh.
My buffed knees.
David called up with Spencerport, said he wasn't the town he wanted. We asked him. He said Greece. He disqualified himself because David is so dumb. Mark is in Brighton. Jeremy is in Penfield. And Ben, happy birthday, boy, is out in Canandaigua. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's just shut this down, can we? Let's do this damn thing.
Webster! You're going to stand up for this?
I feel good. It went so bad, something good has to happen.
Where they whining?
I mean, for a while, I didn't think anybody was going to go. Based on the way the calls were going. But one man came through with the right answer.
No.
And this man has been on a high lately.
No!
If it's the same guy.
Everybody hate. No, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Because they whining in Brighton.
Damn, Mark, congratulations. You weren't the worst call, but you weren't the best. Okay. And you won where they
won. I think he won 2 weeks ago, if it's the same Mark.
Okay. So back in the hole, buddy.
So he's back in the Ben hole.
Yeah, he loves sticking in Ben's hole, huh? By the way, that's 2 weeks in a row I was literally the town next door.
Touching towns.
Damn. Can we get a half a point for a town touching?
Oh, no, because you didn't give it to me every time I asked.
No, but you think everything touches everything, which for you it does.
Write it down. We'll propose it next season's rule changes.
A half star for a town
touching. Start doing a half point.
No, you get half a sack in the NFL.
And that's stupid.
You're stupid. And you're ugly. And you're from Chicago. All right, let's take a break. Kimmy smells fish. Okay, that sounded bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what a way to open that one.
I meant it was fishy. There is something about this story.
You want to elaborate a little?
There is something about this story not adding up to Kimmy.
Gotcha.
When we talk about crime stories, we have an age that we have in our heads for each crime. And to her, this does not add up. You're hanging out in the break of Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Over the weekend, we found about two men that were arrested after an incident in Greece.
What happened?
They say the two men broke into a garage, a detached garage, and removed items left in the house and in a car, according to a story on 10NBC. Now, the men were caught. Police were able to recover the stolen property through an investigation. They arrested the two men, but it's the age, Kimmy, of the story that has you scratching your head.
Yeah, two guys in their 50s.
50s? Right.
Raiding a garage together.
One man 58, one man 53. And like any other garage story we'd see, you'd think this is just a bunch of folks looking for whatever they can find.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, you think different.
I don't know, because just the fact that it's one garage that was targeted by these two guys together, I can't help but think they may know the person who owns that garage.
Okay, so when you say, if the allegations are true, that they know this person.
Which would make me think it could be like a vengeful kind of situation.
You think it might be revenge situation?
Yeah.
Like they have something in their garage.
Like maybe there's some tension between the two parties.
Okay.
But they took something.
It says here, I'll read you the quote from the story on 10NBC. According to police, the 58 and 53-year-old men removed items from a detached garage and left the house in a car. Left the house in a car, did not take anything from the house. Hmm. So they drove to the house.
Right. Mm-hmm. They knew right where they were going.
Right where they're going.
Yeah.
Are you going over there? No, you're going over there. You want a hot dog with a pickle on it?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
They had to know there was some stuff in that garage.
So that's these guys, I'm thinking different.
What are you thinking different? What do you think?
They did work at this place, and they noticed something when they were there.
In their 50s?
Yeah, those are guys that do work around people's houses.
Here we go again. It's goddamn Gen Z. No,
these are two handymen that did a job. They saw something, and they grabbed it.
In the
garage. They went back for it.
If the allegations are true, yeah. Of course.
Because, I mean, how else would they know it's right there?
Well, I think Kimmy's
theory.
And
it's two dudes.
Kimmy, I think your theory, if I'm wrong here, tell me, is that this may be a situation where they gave something, lent something that they never got back, and they went back and
got
it. Oh,
it could be that too, yeah.
Because that's where my head went when you thought about revenge.
Yeah.
And like, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not see it like, well, I'm going to take back my stuff.
Because, like, I mean, everybody has lent something to someone that won't give it back.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you get that weird guy that'll be like, no, this was mine the whole time. Right? I'm keeping this.
But you're going to risk getting arrested to get your stuff
well,
back?
Well, it's funny, too, in the mugshots, both their mouths are open, so it makes me feel like they were trying to explain themselves.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. Well, we talked about the Don Trout, whose name I will never forget, the town supervisor at Waterloo.
Yeah.
He was arrested back in 2024. He just pleaded not guilty to a charge of going into the town highway barn and breaking a television that he asked one of his employees to remove, right? And we theorized this morning, well, of course I can do this. I am the boss. I told him to do it. I'm not breaking any law. If these guys or one of these guys had lent something, well, of course it's mine. I can go in and get it. I'm taking it back.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No?
I'm just thinking low-end handyman.
I don't know. I wish I knew, because it doesn't say in the story either way, if either of them have priors. Because if they didn't, I would definitely think it's something like that.
I mean,
went to go take it back.
Yeah, it would make the most sense. You don't
it's not theft. It's my items. I own those things.
No, to Kimmy's point, you don't start breaking into garages at 58 and 53. And you don't bring a buddy of that same age in on
your... No, but you may bring a coworker because you're just a couple of guys that do, you know, knock around, you know, handyman stuff.
Sure, okay, look, it's not a bad theory.
There's a ton of those guys out there.
They won't do it. It takes a real man to go in and steal things out of a garage, allegedly. Chase writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Chase theorizes.
Yeah.
They must have seen a sweet pair of Portofino shorts hanging in there.
Oh, mine haven't come in yet.
You're a sad man. You're a sad, sad man.
But they remembered it.
Now, I don't, I mean, like... Look, we shouldn't judge anything based on mugshots. I'm looking at the mugshots.
Yeah, but age and mug do help.
Age and mug do help.
It does, man.
I mean, look, nobody looks good in a mugshot either.
No.
Well, yeah, you're having a bad
day.
Never
flattering.
Like, I mean, Kimmy,
the ones where they are flattering stand out.
They become national news stories,
yeah, usually
right?
Those are politicians.
Well, okay. And by the way, it says they were able to recover the stolen property through investigations.
Ooh.
So unless the investigation was we have camera of their car moving somewhere, maybe this person did have some kind of interaction with them at some point, connection. They knew them personally. I mean, who the hell knows if the allegations are true, of course. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm with you. The idea that you would go into a garage as a grown-ass man to get something back that you lent seems insane.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you have guys that are willing to die on the hill of principle. And we have also said that no matter who is in the wrong over a certain age, if somebody calls the cops, that person who has done the illegal thing will wait to explain themselves to the police, thinking the police will be like, oh, yes, obviously, of course.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, if 50, how was it?
58, 53.
Yeah, that's 58 is when you're, as a guy, you start going downhill with your opinions, your back, things you, I mean, everything starts to slide.
Okay.
You start getting more and more frustrated about life.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, well.
It all comes to a boil.
What sucks is we're never going to find out any more details. Like, this is a one-and-done story. So, I mean, just make up your own ending if the allegations are true, I guess.
Okay.
We come back, we wrap it up, we tell you what we're doing tomorrow next in the break room on CMF.